There's a story of Rav Chaim Danziger, Shlita, the Rav of Rostov, Russia, far out, deep Russia. He's a Makarev there, and it's a town that has Yidden who survived the Holocaust, and they need a lot of chizuk. He flew there 15 years ago or 20 years ago to go to Mechazik community. It's a place that's as cold as Siberia, about freezing, far off in the middle of nowhere. And there are Yidden who lost their families. They're living alone since the Holocaust, into pogroms or the Holocaust itself. And they still have a little connection to Yiddishkeit because of Rebbe Danziger Shlita. One day, Rebbe Danziger gets a call from someone named Leif, a 92-year-old man. And he says, "Rabbi, can you please come over to my house? Please, please come over to my house." So Rebbe Danziger says, okay, he thinks something must be happening. He goes over to Leif's apartment. And when he gets there, he sees Leif sitting there in his tefillin. And he says, "What's going on? Are you okay?" He says, "Rabbi, I've gotten very weak. It's too hard for me to stand in prayer the whole time. Can I stand in some parts of prayer and sit in some parts of prayer? Do you think God will accept my prayers even when I'm sitting down?" And Rav Danziger looked at him and he says, "Your prayer is sitting down. God's listening to much more than all my prayers standing up." This person, Leif, was someone who lost his family in pogroms, lost his family in the Holocaust, has been living alone in a little apartment in far off Russia for who knows how many years, 40, 50 years. What's he thinking about when he's 92 years old and he can't stand properly? What does he think about? The pain, the sorrow, the emptiness, the loneliness? He thinks, "Will Hashem accept my prayer standing up?" What is tefillah? Tefillah is that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. We are completely dependent upon Him. He is there for us, with us, and we are one. That is the concept of tefillah. It's the action of expressing your belief and dependency and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single yid for all of eternity always has a place to turn to. And that is tefillah, davening, prayer, expression of our lips that we want to connect to Hashem. We are connected to Hashem. This person lived at the end of his life. What did he have? He had no family. He had no possessions. He had no money. He had the question, "Can I sit for some parts of prayer? Will Hashem accept my tefillahs?" And the answer is yes. Hashem will accept your tefillahs because you're a Jewish person hanging upon Him. All of us have to take a moment today and say one prayer and know that with that prayer, I'm aligning myself with the Jewish reality and the essence of a Yid, which is to be with Hashem at all times, which is to act with my soul. What is the avodah shel halev? What is the service of a person's heart? Asks the Gemara in Tainis. Zu tefillah. That is prayer. The prayer is us giving our hearts over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know how can I give Hashem my heart? You pray. Lev, that was the person in the story's name. He prayed. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what avodah shel halev is. What is the service of the heart? It's lev. Is it chance that this person was named Leif? No, Leif is where we give over our hearts to Hashem. This person, this 92-year-old Russian man who had gone through everything, lost everything, was left with nothing, had everything. He had a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the last days of his life. And Hashem is always listening to his prayers. How do we give our hearts to Hashem? We pray.